So we'll go ahead and move on to that. So I have a report. I guess I ask first of all, probable new board members, please introduce yourselves and report in from your way.
I sure will. We are very happy to be here to share about our coaching experiences thus far. And I know I speak for all four of us when I say that we are very proud to be serving as instructional coaches in this district. The four of us started training last spring at a gym night conference at Buena Vista College with Rob went along with us to that. And there will be several more trainings as we go. I know there's one coming up in February, another one in April. There are some AEA networking classes that some of us are taking advantage of right now, too. So a lot of learning going on this first year. I found out, and it didn't take long to figure this out, that the four of us work really well together. We are a get-it-done team, and things are just really clicking for us. So we're really, really excited. So I'll introduce Kelly Schultz is our technology coordinator, K-12, and Angie Emmerich is the high school instructional coach, and Ann Kluger is the middle school instructional coach. And I am Kim Shields, and I am the elementary instructional coach, Fairview. I serve Fairview and Adams, so pre-K through fourth grade. This is my 30th year with Carroll Community School District. I spent 29 of those years teaching second grade, third grade, and fourth grade. So this is very different for me. But it's been a really, really positive, good change. I would miss it, I know, if I could not be in classrooms. I know I would miss those kids, so I still get to do that, and that's really been great. So that really is one nice thing, as I started, was just the building the relationships was pretty much there, because most of the people I have worked with. So that part was really nice. And as you kind of follow along here on my sheet, I'll just kind of share some of the things that that I've done since we've started. The very beginning of the year, when teachers were very busy preparing, getting things ready, I worked on some strategy boxes and a video library of interventions. And basically what those are, they consist of about 8 boxes for each grade level. And so these boxes have been placed at a location where teachers can access them easily. If you hear an intervention, a research-based intervention, such as newscaster reading, and I'll pass this around so you can take a look at it, pass a couple of these around. Here's one called pencil tap and duet reading. Those are just some samples of some of these research-based interventions that we are sharing with teachers. Those things are included in the strategy boxes along with several other materials. So rather than just saying, hey, have you ever heard of newscaster reading? It's research-based. It's a great intervention. Try it. Now it's in the box, labeled. Go get it. The directions are there. Try it. And so we're finding that more and more teachers are starting to use those, so that's really exciting. The video library. With the help of Kelly Siegler from AEA, she's a reading specialist with AEA, who is a teacher in Carroll, a second grade teacher. She came back and helped me with the video library. She had attended a conference, it was perfect timing, on explicit instruction of these interventions. So I asked her, I said, would you please come and I'll take this great little swivel camera that we have now and I will videotape you using these interventions that you have just been explicitly taught how to do. And so she graciously accepted, and now we have a video library of all these as well. So they can read it, and then they can watch it on a video to see it done with fidelity. So that's what the strategy boxes are all about. I have been started day one observing in classrooms, modeling in classrooms. I kind of, invited myself in, saying, could I please just come in, just offered my assistance, can I come in and read a story to your kindergartners? Or can I just come in and observe that first couple of weeks? And people were really, really great about that. So I did get into some classrooms that I wasn't so familiar with. Preschool and kindergarten, that's kind of new territory for me. So that was kind of how I started out with them. I'm now co-planning with teachers. We're planning lessons together, doing some co-teaching, working on some interventions and routines with some teachers. We've started the teachers visiting model teachers. I've had about 7 so far that have done that. By the time Thanksgiving break is here, we will have probably 10 done that have requested to go see a specific strategy or intervention. So that's really encouraging. And that TLC money supports that, and that's wonderful. Supports the substitutes to come in and so that we can make those visits happen, because that's so powerful. When they can see something in action, that's very powerful. I've been involved in planning some PD with Sue and Diane. We've done some narrative writings, the different types of writing in PD, and some different reading strategies that kind of tie in with our reading strategy boxes. And recently, I'm excited because teachers have now begun to ask to come in and observe instruction so we can actually start working on those goals that are coachable. You know, what are we working on? What are the goals here, and what can we start doing to reach those goals? And I believe all of us are using Google spreadsheets, and that has really worked well for keeping track of who we meet with, what we do. Was it teacher approaching coach? Was the coach approaching the teacher? Are we co-planning together? Are we co-teaching together? What are we doing? And that has just been great. It's just a quick little way you can get back from your observation or your whichever classroom you visited and get it in there, and so it's there. So we will have that kind of information to share as we go along. Does anybody have any questions for me? That's pretty much what I've been up to at the elementary level. But we just feel really good about how we were a little nervous at first. This is this new territory we're charting. So it was kind of scary at first, but we're really feeling comfortable.
Kim, with your time in the classroom, where do you see that kind of headed and going as you move forward? You've had, you know, a couple, 3 months to kind of work with that. Are you seeing more of that being done, or is it just, what's kind of your direction there?
As far as me
going into the classroom with some different
Yes. Ones,
I mean, where do you, because you're kind of setting the pace for that.
Right.
So just a flavor for where you see that.
Right now, I'm assisting in some lessons. We're doing some co-teaching with some teachers, and I envision that to grow. And then the specific goals. Let's start talking goals. You know, I'm envisioning that to kind of blossom as we get to, because they're still building some trust.
Right.
You know, I know that takes a while. And different districts and people that we've talked to have said that takes a while. Even if you've been in the district, that takes a while to build that trust in this position. But so, and I think that's happening. It's happening. But as we go, you know, I think that's my vision. Get in there more as often as I can and be invited in more. And I'm starting to see that. And that's encouraging.
Well, that shows trust.
Yes.
And I had a minute and stopped and saw Kim, and she showed me her spreadsheet of what she was using, and then that camera, that's amazing. I want that little camera.
Yes.
It's a robot. But in how they can watch the lesson, because you tape what you do in the classroom, and I thought it was a very powerful thing that I would have liked to have when I was in the classroom to reflect on. So
it's great for self-reflection. It's great. I've used it at PD to reflect on my own teaching at PD. It is. It's just a wonderful, and you know, once people get past the fact of, oh, I can't believe I wore that dress with that. Once they get past that, it's fine. But people are getting used to that, and I have people that are requesting to use it. And sometimes I ask, can I please bring this swivel in, because this is great. We need to get this on video and share it with our teachers. And then that's also a great opportunity that at PD, I can ask permission. Can I please share this at PD? This ties in perfectly with what we're doing. We have experts in our buildings. Let's tap into that. And so that has really allowed us to do more of that.
And can you tell a little bit? I know that we talked personally that you were going to get your certification. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Coaching. I just thought, what a great thing to, you know, you guys are so embedded in this and proud of this that you're continuing on. And she's going on to get, what is it, a certification in coaching? Is that
it's instructional coaching certificate through UNI. It's their first program of this kind, obviously, because it's so new, but so far so good. They can teach an old dog new tricks. So.
Thank you.
Yes, you bet.
As Kim said, I'm Ann Kluver, and I am the instructional coach at Carroll Middle School. I'm into my 11th year of education, and as Kim said, also taking this job was definitely a risk. And I look back to last spring when we were attending conferences, this summer as we were preparing, and into those PD days prior to school, we were all really scared for that first day of school to come, thinking, what are we going to do with all this time? We've never had a day where it hasn't been blacked out with what you're doing for each period of the day. And I think we all quickly realized we didn't have to worry about finding things to do. It quickly found us. Some of my focus areas will be similar to Kim's and similar to Angie's because the middle school is kind of in the middle there, and some of our initiatives then overlap. But I'm just going to elaborate on a few of the points that are on your handout for what I had for CMS. The first one that's on there is FAST testing, and that was something that was new to the 5th and 6th grade level this year. And it was something that I spent a lot of time focusing on at the beginning of the school year. It came with a certification process and a whole new set of data for teachers to learn to use. And so I was able to work a lot with those teams on how to work the testing, how to administer the tests, how to get certified, and then what do we do with this new data. And I have to admit, I'm a data nerd, so I kind of liked that. And so I was able to work a lot with that data to break it down into a four-box model so teachers could really use that to address student needs at both the grade level and their individual class level. So they had a visual guide to work with on those instructional decisions that they were making. I've also been able to follow up with them through their progress monitoring on students who aren't making their progress, so I have the time to look at that data and then share that with teachers and have conversations and begin working on adding another layer to the interventions of our kids that with what we're currently doing isn't working, so do we need to add a piece, do we need to take a piece away, and how can that look for those kids, and how can we make that happen within their school day? So we help those kids make that progress to be at the benchmark by the end of the year. I've also been in classrooms. I've been working with teachers that we call have open doors at this point for the most part, and then working on using them to open other doors. So working on with teachers who are open and ready to work or examine a problem of practice and work collaboratively to work through that so that what they're doing in their classrooms is more effective. And that's led to sometimes co-teaching or even modeling of instruction. And this has also at times led to further collaboration where I'm able to work with bring in Kelly, our technology coach, to collaborate with, or even collaborate up to the high school level or down to the elementary level, kind of depending on the teacher needs. So it's sort of building bridges between our buildings, which before have acted very independently to help teachers and meet their needs. I've also spent time in classrooms to learn about curriculum. My focus and time at Carroll Middle School so far has been as an 8th grade teacher, so I knew 8th grade curriculum really well, but I didn't know the other grades as well yet, so I've worked with teachers on that, especially with the focus on math, as we're piloting some new math curriculums at those levels, so I've been getting into different classrooms at different grade levels to see what that curriculum looks like, but also to start building those bridges and learn how those teachers work with that curriculum to see how they could be more effective with that as well. I've worked to, teachers have invited me in to help keep students engaged, as well as to record instruction with our swivel cam that Kim mentioned. We've also started using that for student projects as well. So we use it to record instruction and share with other teachers, but also for kids to put their learning out there to make that audience a little more authentic for them so they now have a product that they can share, not only with their classmates, but digitally through other resources as well. Some of the teachers that I've worked with have been model teachers, and so they've been able to share their experiences with other teachers in our building, which has led to further collaboration. We've put together a Google Classroom, which is something that some teachers have used in the past, and we're hoping to build that, which Kelly, I'm sure, will probably talk about. But we've put together a Google Classroom to share information, videos of instruction, resources, things like that with our staff. And we've also put together a newsletter where model teachers have had a part in that, So they've put out there what they've done, and that's led to further collaboration or other open doors where people hear about a strategy or a process that somebody else has worked through, and then they're wanting to use that to meet the need in their classroom. And has also allowed us to use that swivel cam to put instruction out there. As far as collaborating, it's not just been collaborating with individual teachers. I've been able to work with our administrators, our model teachers, our lead teams to plan professional development, and that's also led to some collaboration between buildings. We've worked with Carroll High School this year quite a bit on collaboratively doing some professional development and bringing our teachers together so that we can work vertically and access the experts that we have within our own district. We have also been able to network together with each other and collaborate as coaches, so we learn from each other. We can bring challenges and we can bring successes to celebrate and help each other out and support each other in that way. And another aspect of networking that we've been doing, and Kim alluded to this as well, is attending networking sessions that Heartland AEA has put out for us. So we're collaborating outside of our district as well. And I would say that those experiences have been powerful to bring back to our own buildings and help us be more effective or help us address a problem with it that a teacher has brought to us more effectively. So that's a little bit about what I've done, I guess, in my time, and I feel like I'm really fortunate to have this opportunity. It was a risk, but I'm glad that I took it, and I look forward to what the rest of the year has in store.
Thank you.
Any questions?
How do the students respond to you when you come into the classroom to do the model teaching? Are they like, who are you? Or, I mean, do they?
On some level, they're to a point now where they know who I am.
Yeah.
They don't really maybe understand what my job is. But just explaining to them that I used to teach and now I'm working with teachers, they seem to understand that. And then it's fun for me because at first I was missing that sense of community you get from a classroom. Well, now you can go into a classroom and you see kids that you've worked with previously. And so they're like, oh, you know, you're here, and they're excited. Or they'll ask you, are you coming to my Tigers today? So it's neat to still get that interaction with kids. And again, I am just a teacher, just like their teacher, so it's not like it's any different on that given day.
Right.
It is a little scarier going in not knowing who the kids are or who to watch throughout there. You know, like you get to know your own classrooms. I'll have to say that.
Thank you.
And have you had a chance to work with pretty much all the teachers now, or are you still kind of working in that direction?
I'm still working in that direction. I've been doing some bigger picture things, too, with working on our professional development, things like that. That's one of the things I had on here that I forgot to talk about. I guess one of the unique aspects of our position is we understand the need of our buildings, our people in every grade level, and can take that and tailor some of our PD to meet their needs. So I've been focusing a lot on some of the things that our staff has felt they've needed, and then also working with other teachers. My goal is to get into all their classrooms by the end of the year. But again, it's building up that trust and getting them to have an open door, because going into working with somebody who doesn't have that isn't effective.
Yeah, I have that question for Kim. How do the kids respond to you?
Well, I had a second grader the other day saying, why did you retire? Yeah, so you just have to explain it. Because now I'm helping. I'm helping the teachers. I'm helping. But yeah, you do have to explain it.
Your class got bigger.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay, again, I'm Angie Emmerich. I'm the high school instructional coach. I'm not sure what all's left to say here after Kim and Ann, but I'll try. I'll second, you know, things that they've said. We work very well together as a group with the four of us, and that has definitely made this easier to have that support. I was starting the year the same way they were, scared to death that first day to go in. And my concern was, how are my colleagues going to see me after I've worked with, you know, are they going to look at me differently? How are they going to handle this? What am I going to do? They told us at every training we went to, we're not going to be busy the first year. So what am I going to do that first day? There was no problem with that. We started off that first day working with staff, coming back, and by lunch, I had six people with things. Can you do this for me? I need help with this. When can you meet with me? And I ended up by then going, how am I going to handle all this? You know, but it was good. It was good to just start out busy and not have to worry about what to do. And it hasn't stopped. Every day is different. I like that part of it from going from, I was in physical science before that, and it was the same thing every day, teaching the same class. Well, this is definitely different every single day, and I love that part of it. A few of the things I've done are listed here. I've worked with PD. Another thing I did working throughout last year was work on getting my AIW local coach certification, which AIW is a large part of the PD that we do at the high school. So I've taken on the role of facilitating those groups this year and organizing what they're doing. Now we're moving into also adding MTSS to it, which is multi-tiered support system. I'm part of the group going to get trained on that so that I can come back and help the teachers with what they need for that. I'm not sure what that involves yet. We're not far enough into it. But I'm went to ITEC in October, which is a technology conference, and it was funny because it was a two-day conference. I think within by 9 o'clock the day after I was back, I had three people stopping going, did you learn anything new you can show us? It's like, can I get settled first here back after being gone 2 days, and I will tell you, but that was good. That's what they want. I've noticed a lot with my staff. They want to know stuff, but they don't always feel they have time to find it out. Another thing I've been able to do, this Heartland Network coaches that we have, gives me resources to reach out beyond our district. Because although we're a larger district, we're pretty isolated in the fact that we have one biology teacher, we have one geometry teacher. They don't have colleagues to get resources from or find things out. I've had people say, hey, do you have someone, a connection to another district? Can you get some information from me? How are they doing it other places? And I've done that for a few teachers now and been able to get information back. I can collect it, I can give it to them, and then they have a chance to read it. So it's one of those things you wish you had time to do, but it stays at the bottom of your list and don't get to, and I have time to do that for them. So I've been into classes. I would say I've probably worked with maybe 80% of our staff one-to-one, but I've been in to see everybody or work with them through professional development and in large group settings with everybody. So otherwise, a lot of the same things they've been talking about. Do you guys have any questions?
You kind of mentioned that, you know, having time to meet with teachers, or do you think, you know, looking forward, is there enough professional development time built in? Is it regular enough? You know, because sometimes you meet with them this week, and then 2 weeks later, you're trying to review and refresh and bring some things back up. Are there things as a district we can be doing to make that easier?
From my point of view, and I'll let you guys answer too, for middle school and high school, I mean, I would have to agree some more time. Or last year when we brought up the calendar and we had an early out every week, I was like, I don't know how that would work. We need the time in the classroom and stuff. But now being on the other side of it, I see the point of it being more regular and having a chance to have more continuity in it too. What about you guys?
I would agree wholeheartedly. That's one of the, you know, like I talk about being able to hear the staff need. And I'm so fortunate to work with an administrator who's willing to change or to bring those things about, and but then it becomes a problem of trying to schedule everything in, and there are some timely things that would be really nice to address, but then you're looking, you know, 2 weeks out, we've got already have that set for a focus that we need to go 2 more weeks out or more, so more time would be beneficial from this end.
Yeah, and then also I'm K-12 technology coach, and so I'm through all buildings, so then when there is PD, I might meet with the elementary, and then I won't get to see them for another maybe 2 months. It's like, oh, hi. It's, you know, what we talked about a long time ago. And that continuity, that practicing, that's what the teachers want, and they need that, and you just see that. So I really only get 1/4 of the time. I can only be there, and I want to make the most of my time, too. And the teachers need that as well. So
I would agree with that. The continuity is important with the professional development. We're finding that out, too, with our the writing that we're working on, and now there are other things that are coming up too, so we're trying to figure out how to work it all in. That gets to be tricky sometimes.
Do you think the teachers that you work with would be responsive to more professional development time?
I think we have a staff that wants to improve. I mean, they're not
they're always looking to get better at what they do and be better for the kids. So I think any chance they have to work on things and improve themselves, yeah.
I just think the look and feel of what PD maybe in the past years or what they thought of what do those teachers do, and you know, now having instructional coaches there, part of the PD, it's looking different. Having model teachers get up and share what they're doing. It's like you were saying before, we have experts in our building that we need that time to share and collaborate, and that would be a perfect time. You're seeing more of that happen, so I do see that being beneficial.
Any other questions for me?
They need our football cam here.
I know, you do. I had that swivel cam, and I think I had that going 360. I realized, watching it, like, oh, man, we're kids. How do they follow me? Hi, I'm Kelly Schultz, and I'm the instructional technology coach. My job's a little bit unique. I actually have been doing this already for 2 years prior to this. The title was instructional or technology integrationist. And so that was when we went one-to-one. That new position was there. And so now I'm in my third year, changed the name of it. But I feel like it's just kind of been transitioning, doing the same thing as I have been each year, but building, making some changes. One area that I'm actually really proud of started doing is with coding at the elementary level. I don't know if you've heard about computer science and the push for that. I mean, look at us, we're all surrounded by technology. And really, those jobs are out there for the kids, and we might not have the actual classes for that. So there's just so many benefits for coding with problem solving, critical thinking, all those. And it really has a fit in the elementary level. And that was one of my big pushes. I got into six of the second grade classes at this time with code.org. If you want to look at it, go to code.org. They just added Minecraft and Star Wars. So there might be some, you got to check it out. And then also in the third grade, so I'm almost have been in over 10 classes just on the coding part itself. And we're only, you know, in November. Also next week, I'm planning on going into first grade with coding on the computer. So there's already two teachers there lining me up. They're seeing the benefits of it, what the problem solving, the critical thinking there for their students. So that's actually been really exciting for me. Another thing that I've been doing is leading professional development. Like I said, I do get a chance. I try to split my time. You know, I'll be at high school, middle school, and then at the elementary. I try to switch it up every other time. But one constant theme I'm trying to teach is the SAMR model. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. The SAMR model has to do with technology integration. We need to get away from, and this is the change that I've been really seeing over the past 3 years, is that, yes, we're one-to-one. Great. Okay, we can say we're one-to-one. Okay, what are we doing with it, though? Oh, we're doing technology. No, we need to do more than that. You know, you can't just keep saying, oh, I did a technology project. I'm using technology. How are you doing it? How is your instruction, like, transforming that? So it's going from, I want to get this common language between the district that we're talking. Like, okay, the S is a substitution from augmentation, modification, and redefinition, and really kind of beefing up that integration in the classroom. And, you know, having this PD time, I get to meet with the teachers, and we're really changing the language of what's happening there. So that's been really a good thing going on. Just like they say, I go in, I co-teach, I also get to co-plan with teachers. That's been great. If I see something new, it's kind of nice being the technology part. Like, hey, I got something new. I want to try it out. And they are. They'll open up their doors, let me kind of guinea pig it on them. And other teachers are willing to take that jump with me. I do have to say I might be a little celebrity at the second grade pod. I just go there and I get all these hugs. It's just so nice. I'm just like, oh. Walk in the lunchroom, they're waving to me, so that's great. That's what I love. I love that I get to be in the classroom, too. I'm their teacher with them. They can't wait to see what I bring them. And with that, too, I'm now an advisor.
the year to come.
Any other questions?
One of the unique things about Kelly too is Kelly has to know how to work with the different cultures in the different buildings. And there's definitely a different feel to a high school staff than there is to any other level. Mm-hmm. So she's done a really nice job of making certain that what she presents, and I can only speak for my building, obviously, is tailored to my staff. And she's always well received and is always trying to find out what's next mm-hmm. for my building, and does a great job in that regard.
And I have to go, yep, I have to thank these ladies right here, because before, you know, I was K-12, just out there, felt kind of by myself. Like, what is this position? And now like, they kind of sense it, they feel it, and I can go to them and say, okay, what is really happening in your building? What are, you know, they can kind of tell me the climate, what's going on, what do they want, what's, you know, and so that's been very beneficial with PD this year and getting in with the teachers. So it's quite a collaboration between all of us here.
Oh, and the best part is the staff. Everybody is so wonderful and so open. That has just been amazing.
I just got one question, that is, what's on your wish list? Area technology. You just keep that in the back of your mind.
Blaine, have you ever
heard Christmas is coming.
Have you ever heard the phrase, be careful what you wish for? But in area technology, I mean, that changes so much.
It does.
It is, and that's why I asked it. It's like, you know, don't be afraid to ask. I mean, we got represent the best here. And so these are sources to fund those wish lists.
How much you got?
So no, I mean, in all seriousness,
if you have
some things that come up that in area of technology that are in need, you know, please don't be afraid to bring them to the board.
So. Yeah, that sounds great. There's robotics. That's a big that I'd love to. I have one. I'd like to get a classroom set or something like that too. Not a full classroom set, but you know, there are definitely things that I'd like to see.
Put it together and bring it back to us sometime.
Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
You know, you could see your dynamics, the four of you, on that opening day meeting in your skit. And I have to say that as soon as I saw that skit, I was like, oh gosh, it's going to be a fun year, but they're going to get a lot of positive things done. So I appreciate you.
We talked about doing something to them, but we weren't sure how well you guys were.
I'd like to thank each and every one of you for coming in tonight, taking time out. Your schedules are busy. It's really good for us. Just hearing you all talk, I get a sense from any one of you that you regret stepping forward out like you did. So that's great, because I mean, we didn't know how this was going to go either, and I'm really glad. And I'm glad to represent the best state to kind of hear. Because the state funded a lot of money, $150 million, you know, so it's a huge investment, and let him see, you know, what's happening here is great. So thank you very much.
Thanks for inviting us. Mm-hmm.